Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
You probably know Stillwater Milling as Oklahoma's trusted source of animal feed for over 130 years. You might not know Stillwater Milling's agri-centers carry a wide variety of products to help you get the work done all around your property. Lawn and garden, pet supplies, animal health, pasture supplies, and so much more. Come see us at one of our four Stillwater Mills agri-centers or visit us online at stillwatermill.com.
It's the 71st Annual Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Convention and Trade Show happening July 21st, 22nd in Norman at the Embassy Suites. A tremendous set of speakers, including closing keynoter meteorologist Matt Makins with a long-term weather outlook, including a look at El Nino, Texas rancher Donald Brown, and NCBA President Todd Wilkinson, and many more. Register online at okcattlemen.org. Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Convention and Trade Show, July 21st, 22nd, Norman. Latest crop progress numbers that are out give us kind of a mixed picture, but there are some improvements on some of our crops in our part of the country, cotton and grain sorghum, for example. We'll get to that in a moment. Let's talk about winter wheat harvest, though. First of all, getting close to being done, 97% complete in both Texas and in Oklahoma. That's pretty well on track for Texas, up a couple of points from a week ago in Oklahoma, and, of course, behind the 100% that would normally be done by this day. Some of those acres still will not be harvested because of weed pressure in those fields after being so muddy. Meanwhile, we're still not really close to being done in Kansas. 71% harvested now versus 59% a week ago. But the five-year average is 94% in Kansas and 98% done by this date a year ago. So way, way behind, 17 points behind a year ago in the Sunflower State on their wheat harvest. Let's talk about, in our part of the world, the crops that can actually stand a little bit of heat that's ahead of us in the days to come. Cotton crop is continuing to improve in Oklahoma, but dropping in Texas right now. 68% of the Oklahoma cotton crop is in good to excellent shape, up 17 points from a week ago. But Texas dropped 7 points on their condition. They're at 26% in good to excellent shape, 45% poor to very poor in the state of Texas. 45% is the national good to excellent rating for cotton, off 3 points. Grain sorghum, 58% in good to excellent shape, up 3 points from a week ago. Texas, 63%, up 4 points. Kansas, 50% good to excellent, up 2 points. And Oklahoma, 68% good to excellent shape on grain sorghum, up 4 points from a week ago. Corn and soybean crop conditions nationally, a little bit better shape, continue to make some improvements. Corn crop is at 57% in good to excellent shape nationally, up 2 points from a week ago. States that we've been watching closely improving as well, Missouri and Illinois. Missouri up to 30% in good to excellent shape, up 5 points, but still 33% of that crop is in poor to very poor condition, worst in the country. That is an improvement of 6 points from a week earlier. 41% of Illinois in good to excellent shape, up 2 points compared to a week ago. Oklahoma, by the way, 76% in good to excellent shape on the corn crop. Soybean crop, we're looking nationally, up 4 points from a week ago, 55% in good to excellent shape. Missouri, 31% good to excellent shape, improvement of 5 points. Illinois, 40% now, up 4 points. Oklahoma, 71% in good to excellent condition on this 2023 soybean crop. You've got farm news on Ron.
Do you know where you are with your money? Your farm business, or is it just running out every month? It's more crucial now than any time with rising interest, drought, and rising input cost. You want to know where your money's really going every month? Want to make tax time so much easier? Well, Farm Data Services is a management accounting company that helps farmers, ranchers, and small business owners with accounting needs, FSA programs, and business accounting. Let Farm Data Services work for you. Check them out at farmdataservices.com or 800-579-8164.
More farm news up on our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.